Today is Friday, October 18th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is International Legging Day. It's National Exascale Day. Not sure what that is. It's National No Beard Day. National Mammography Day. Go out and get your mammograms. And National Chocolate Cupcake Day. And it's also Adam is a Sloth Day. I told you guys before that we got a little bit sick on the cruise, and we had just had I'm going to assume it was not COVID. I did not have an opportunity to take a COVID test because I didn't. And we had just gotten our COVID vaccinations. That doesn't mean that you can't get COVID, but we're just going to assume. But there were so many sick people on the cruise. We were hearing, and I'm still in that mode where, you know, before COVID, I didn't really think anything about if I heard someone cough or anything. But we're on these tour buses, and we hear somebody hacking up a lung. And I'm just like, my head turns, you know, immediately and looks at them like, what are you doing? Why are you on this bus? Where's your mask? I never had a cough, which is good. We never had fevers or anything like that, or at least we didn't think we had any fevers. It was just basically the sniffles. And Mark had a little bit of a cough, but it was basically the sniffles, so I'm hoping it was just a common cold sort of situation. Mark got his first and gave it to me, I'm going to say. I mean, maybe we got it. He got it close to the beginning of the cruise, but maybe day two or something, he started having symptoms. But I was like at the very end of the cruise, like maybe the last day. And I started feeling a little bit, you know, a little bit under the weather, but just mainly sniffles, you know, et cetera. And mine never got bad. Like only a couple of days. And then I'm not even taking medicine anymore or anything like that. I always take NyQuil, DayQuil, other things like that with me on trips, just in case something happens, because you're in airplanes, although I read somewhere that they filter the air in airplanes, so it's less likely that you're going to, I don't know if this is true, because you can't believe everything that you read, but I did read somewhere that the air is filtered, so generally speaking, you're not as likely to get something from someone on an airplane. Again, one article that I read. I don't know if that's true or not, so don't believe me. But anyway, since I got home, Mark is not here. It's just Sydney and I, Sydney the dog, not Kathy Bacon's daughter. And I've just been watching Expedition Unknown for 2 days and really doing nothing else other than I got fast food for breakfast 2 days in a row. I was supposed to have a therapy appointment today, but I didn't feel like it. So I emailed her and canceled because I just feel like doing nothing. But the problem is I don't relax well. I mean, I think relaxing is good, and I should not feel guilty for laying around and doing nothing for a couple of days. I mean, I know I've been on vacation, but you guys, our vacations are jam-packed. We do not relax on vacations. One day, I would love it if we took just a relaxing vacation, but we don't. We plan everything, and so every hour, it seems like of every day, something is planned, especially when it's a cruise, because you have the days when you have shore excursions or, you know, ports of call, and we always book at least one excursion, and we book the deluxe, you know, go to every place you can possibly visit. So we're walking, it's hot, it's sunny, whatever. A lot of times we're getting sunburned and tired and, you know, whatever. And then we get back on the ship and we're like, okay, we got dinner in an hour. We got a shower. We need to work out, you know, so that we make sure we get our workout in. Oh, by the way, there's a show right after dinner. And then there's a trivia. And then then we go to bed and we're like, oh, got to be up at 6:30 tomorrow morning for the next, you know, port of call and the excursion. So it is not relaxing at all. And we had 2 days in Athens, but again, even though we were both under the weather, we had so many things booked. So we did. You know, we had a we had a couple of different Athens tours that we did. And so I get home and I purposely took off Thursday and Friday, so I'm not going back to work until Monday, so that I could relax. But I feel so guilty just laying on the couch like I'm being a total sloth. But I shouldn't feel guilty. I mean, it's, first of all, I took the vacation. And second of all, it's perfectly fine at the age of 46 to need a couple of days to get my energy back up. You know, I don't know. But anyway, so to kind of go back to the vacation, our Mykonos, which was our last port of call, loved the tour guide, like I said before. Her name was Andrea. She's from the UK. We felt a little bit apprehensive at the beginning because we were the only two. But really, she told us a lot of stories about, she said that she had had drinks and spent a couple of hours with Sam Smith. And she didn't even know who he was. Sam Smith, the singer. I probably have some listeners who don't know who he is. He's a British singer. She said that Jackie Onassis used to hang out on the island a long time ago. There were many different celebrities that she's met and hung out with over the years. So she gave us all these inside stories and took us to their windmills. There's a really pretty area that's called Little Italy that has lots of the white buildings right there on the coast. And you can see the water and everything, and just took us around. She took us to a really old bakery that's, I don't remember how old it was, but I want to say it's over 100 years old. And you could see the inside, and it was the traditional, the way they built the houses back in the day. She said the walls were like 4 feet thick or something. And it wasn't finished on the inside. It was, other than like a white paint, it was just the stone. And they build these houses, or they used to build these houses, just out of the stones that were laying there on the sides of the cliffs and the mountains and whatever, and mortar, I mean, whatever they put between them, and that was it. And so she showed us that, all these winding streets. For some reason, she was really impressed. I don't quite understand why people are so impressed, but she was so impressed with designer. She's like, oh my God, we've got Louis Vuitton and Gucci and blah, 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 Balenciaga and like all this stuff. And she showed us all those stores as we're walking through these winding paths. And I care nothing about designers. And I still don't understand why vacation spots always have these designer stores. Is that what they do? Do people like go to on vacation to, and then just buy designer clothing? Is that, I don't, and even on cruise ships, they have all these stores with, when I need clothing, I go buy clothing at home. I don't go on vacation to buy clothing. I don't really get it. And I feel like even if I had millions of dollars, I wouldn't be going to Mykonos to buy clothing. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me at all. But whatever. I'm just not the target market for that. That's fine. Like, I don't understand. So anyway, it was a night. Mykonos was nice. I think I liked Mykonos, like I said, better than Santorini. But Mark said he liked Santorini better. He thought it was more photogenic because of the blue and white, basically. But I probably, because I liked our tour guide better in Mykonos. And like I said, she gave us a hug at the end of the tour. And I got the feeling we could totally hang out with her if we ever went back. Because she, like I said, I think she loves the gays. And so we got back on the ship. There was a farewell show, and there were a couple of acrobats, which was better than the first night, but it was very short. And then there was some singing, and you know, it was kind of a short kind of farewell show. It wasn't much. And then we got all packed up, had our dinner. We just had dinner in the buffet the last night, because we had done the three nights before, we had done the specialty restaurants. And then we got off the ship around 8 o'clock the next morning. We went and had a final breakfast at the buffet. And then got off the ship around 8 o'clock, and we were able to get I'm trying to think how we got to our hotel. I think we got a bus. Yeah, we got a bus. So we got a bus to the hotel. Made it there just fine, no problems. And we were at the hotel by 9 a.m. They were able to check us in at 9 a.m. It was a really nice hotel. It was interesting. There was an old church that looks like they built the hotel, but maybe they were not allowed to tear down the church. And so there was a little church, like under the awning of the hotel, there was like this stone church, old like Greek Orthodox, I think, church, just one room. I mean, it was like, it was just like a prayer chapel or something. It's kind of weird. And it definitely looks like something they were just not allowed to tear down. But the hotel was really nice. There was an indoor pool. There was a balcony that had a breathtaking view of the Acropolis. It was beautiful. We had breakfast there in the morning. They had a free breakfast included. And so it was a nice hotel. They were able to check us into our room at 9 a.m. So we relaxed a little bit. And then we went to the National Archaeological Museum. I like that. Not sure if Mark does. We spent a couple of hours there. And then I don't think he does, but he just kind of humors me because I enjoy learning about all that stuff. All the old stuff I like. I'm preparing for old age. And then we had a sunset tour of Sunyan, Cape Sunyan, I think is what it's called. But anyway, there's a temple there, Poseidon's Temple. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.